Dr. Mejia, for patient Evelyn Sanchez, medical records 15275, that'll be 114-1947, referring physician Dr. Alexis Gonzalez. Procedure performed, EGD and colonoscopy, secondary procedures, biopsy, state of the procedure December 9, 2022, indications, changing bowel habit, fecal local blood test positive, constipation, history of colon polyp, post-op diagnosis, impression 1, gastritis number 2, duodenitis number 3, internal hemorrhage number 4, diverticulosis coli number 5, hepatic flexure polyp paragraph deform section, second portion of the duodenum for the EGD, cecum for the colonoscopy, complications non-immediately, medication as premortal anesthesia care, withdrawal time was 9 minutes, preparation was good, paragraph of the procedure as per double temple, paragraph findings. Otopharynx appear normal, paragraph esophagus. Appear normal, paragraph stomach. There's mild diffuse flatulent erythema in the anterior body of the stomach. Biopsy is taken, period. Paragraph in the duodenal bulb, there's erythema consistent with duodenitis. Biopsy is taken, period. Paragraph second portion of the duodenum appear normal, pure. Biopsy is taken from second portion of the duodenum, gross celiac disease, period. Paragraph colonoscopy findings and rectum, internal hemorrhage, grade 1, period. Sigma descending colon multiple diverticular scene, period. Paragraph transflexure appear normal, pure. Paragraph transverse colon multiple diverticular scene, period. Paragraph hepatic flexure diminutive pod about 3 millimeters, erythematoscope biopsy, polypectomy performed, period. Paragraph ascending colon multiple diverticular scene, period. Cecum, scattered diverticulosis present, period. Paragraph. Recommendations 1. Recommendations 1 for pathology reports. Number 2. Anti-inflammation. Number 3, avoid inches. Number 4, high fiber. Next, number 5, supplementation. Next, number patient ERVP colonoscopy in 5 years.